Good morning, folks, and welcome back to another episode of B2B Breakfast to Business with your morning girl, Bea Lim, Managing Director of Team Asia. Hi, everybody. Good morning. You know that B2B Breakfast to Business is the place where we talk shop, we talk life, we talk advocacy, we talk about things that matter. We talk about what interests you and how we can actually make great things happen in a world full of changes. We talk real. And today we're going to talk about something very interesting because we have officially entered the second half of 2021. How time flies, everybody. I just can't believe it. You know, just, you know, starting February of this year, we've put together topics and conversations with amazing guests that have really touched on, you know, things that are changing up the ball game as we looked into ways to make great things happen despite all of the uncertainties happening around us. I mean, we've said it time and time again that, you know, with the COVID-19 pandemic, things have just shifted left and right, and every month new things are happening. If not every week, every month, right? And so, you know, starting February, we talked about, you know, trends that are changing up the business and the economic scene, right? We talked about, you know, pandemic-born businesses and advocacies that have really helped us, you know, get through the big pivot that the global pandemic has put together. This was with three lady bosses last March. We also looked into how to create overall well-being programs in the workplace because it's super, super, super important. We had that with Upload. And just last month, we had such an inspiring and amazing conversation with Capital One Philippines on diversity, inclusion, and belonging, which was, you know, really part of our celebration of humanity, celebration of Pride Month. So today, ladies and gents, I want to talk about the second half of the year, right? I mean, it's halftime. It's halftime of 2021. It's July, and the big question is, what's the next play, right? Earlier this year, we released a B2B podcast episode on the business trends for 2021, which McKinsey & Company dubbed as the year of transition. So McKinsey released an article at the start of the year that named 8 major trends that would lead the course of transitioning from a year of uncertainty and constant shifts due to the COVID-19 pandemic to years of recovery and evolution. The article highlighted the definition of what 2021 could look like. And I would like to quote the article again: barring any unexpected catastrophes, individuals and businesses and society can start to look forward to shaping the futures rather than just grinding through the present. You know, as a business owner, I latched onto this visual. Coming from 2020, we knew for certain that we were going to have to roll up our sleeves and get to work on recovery. And if last year was all about the big pivot, going from day to day, shift to shift, this year was about defining what the future was going to look like for all of us. We get to claim that future and make changes as we see fit. That was in January of 2021. Now, it's the first week of July, and as I stare at my cup of coffee, I wonder, really, was that just 6 months ago? I mean, I felt like it was a year, or maybe two, a decade. So I went back to the podcast and reviewed the trends and looked into how we are faring now that we are halfway through this year of transition. So let's go through it trend by trend. Now, trend one, the crisis sparks a wave of innovation and launches a generation of entrepreneurs. Yep, ladies and gentlemen, that is here to stay, and we can be certain innovation is going to keep pushing boundaries and making waves. As we get more quote-unquote ammo, right, to define our future with the major shifts happening all around us, we can be certain that entrepreneurs are going to be looking for solutions and opportunities to answer the needs, both immediate and long-term, of our communities. I see this in tech, healthcare, food, and essential services, education, and many, many, many more. I can actually see it happening everywhere because as the world continues to evolve, we are pushed to adapt, to pivot, and redefine that next move. So yes, innovation is here to stay. You know, as the genius Plato says, necessity is the mother of invention. Just have a listen to the 3-part episode we had last March featuring inspiring lady bosses making waves in the mobility, edutech, and insurtech space. So please do check it out because I really truly believe that the crisis sparks a wave of innovation and will continue to launch a generation of entrepreneurs. Let's move on to the second trend. The second trend said that digitally enabled productivity gains can accelerate the fourth industrial revolution. Now, we will continue to see tech innovation accelerate at a faster pace as we see more brands and communities in need of tools and solutions to make things happen, whether it's at home, at work, at school, or at play. I will never tire in saying that the pandemic and the major shifts globally propelled us into the greatest tech experiment of mankind, people. It forced us all to adapt to tech that we all just dreamed about or talked about in so many conferences on the Internet of Things or tech advancements, right? Well, that all happened and it all happened fast. So I can only imagine that now that we know we can handle this kind of technology and that we actually need it, we will see more digital transformation everywhere. It's exciting, don't you think? I mean, human and tech are evolving together, and I can just imagine what's in store for us. So wink, wink, nudge, nudge. I think that, innovations are here to stay, and we're going to continue seeing all of that, continue to evolve as we move along into 2021 and the many years of recovery to come. Okay, 10-3. 10-3 talks about the future of work and how it arrived ahead of schedule. I mean, absolutely. I cannot count the number of webinars, articles, and discussions being had in this world today on the future of work. Maybe just this minute. Can you imagine how many webinars, discussions, meetings, articles are talking about the future of work right this second? And this will be an ongoing discussion as we see shifts in the business landscape happening. You know, last January, we touched on remote work being the norm and how to approach management from a holistic perspective, ensuring the overall well-being of the company and its employees are front and center. 6 months later, I want to add 2 things that I have observed and been thinking quite a lot about, actually, the past couple of months: culture management and hybrid models. Let's break it down. Culture management. You know, Team Asia decided last year to go remote work for the long term with our satellite office as a collab space for team members who would like to go to the office for essential work or to just take a breather from remote work life. I mean, I know people, we do need breathers as well. We will continue doing this in the long term. But what I am now working on is making sure our company culture continues to thrive even in a remote work environment. And I'm going to tell you, it's not easy. While we have activities that were easy enough to shift to the online space, the water cooler conversations, the sudden burst of energy or debates mid-afternoon, or the all-day-long brainstorms that happen in, you know, conference rooms or even just in little nooks of the office have been harder to replicate. It's because it's people energy, the camaraderie that is built in a common space. So we have shifted that to open space sessions where we talk about anything from our mental health to Netflix's latest series, yes, Bridgerton included, people, to social sessions that include singing, dancing, and trivia nights. It will continue to be a challenge to look for ways to keep that culture alive and strong. But ladies and gents, it is worth it. It's your people. It's the DNA of your business. If you need a little nudge on creating your exciting and spice-filled employee engagement events, we actually have a quick blog article on the Team Asia website on how to engage your teams meaningfully in the virtual space. And I would like to recommend that you guys take the time, 2 minutes to read through that, because we all deserve to be in a space, in a workplace where everybody feels valued, listened to, that they are productive and creative and that they feel safe. And it's up to us, actually, guys, to be able to make sure that while we are working remotely for the long term, as the world continues to shift, we are able to, strengthen our culture and manage it in the virtual space. Now, I want to talk about hybrid models next, right? So Something for us to start thinking about would be hybrid models where remote work meets on-site work when people are more confident and feeling more secure about going to work on-site, right? So some folks can work from home, but others really find it more difficult. That's just really the reality. And we have to be prepared to cater to that as well. So I would like to recommend that we look into ways where teams can be together both offline and online, where processes are seamless yet agile. Thank you very much, digital transformation. And that the culture is strong and binding. I actually talked about this at length with Uplone's amazing Jen Simons in our podcast episode, How to Create Wellbeing Programs at the Workplace. So if you haven't checked that out, please do so. We have a lot of tips and tricks there, especially on leadership and how leaders and teams can do a tango to create programs where we can all be present and creating solutions that would work for everybody in the organization. All right, now trend three was quite long. Here we go on trend four. Trend four said that pandemic-induced changes in shopping behavior will forever alter consumer business. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the short answer here is yes. Okay, we will continue to see changes in consumer behavior because people, in general, are moving with the shifts around the globe. As we all recover and evolve from this global crisis, we will continue to experience shifts in consumer priorities, which will dictate consumer behavior. That's where experience enters the ballgame. Our goal as brands and communicators is to make sure that we listen to our consumers and create meaningful and relevant experiences that will make a positive impact in their lives. We are their partners in recovery, so let's continue to do just that. Trend five is about our environment, right? They said that green is the color of recovery. I would like to believe that everybody will take a part in making climate change a priority. Because if you think about it, we need to, or else we lose everything. Our planet is in need of care, and we need to do something about the work we do and the innovations we are putting in place to ensure that Mother Earth is well cared for. Sustainability is the name of the game, not only for our businesses, but for our environment as well. If we do not take care of our environment now, we will not have the space, nutrition, and resources we need to continue living and thriving in the future, or what we have all coined the now normal. Ladies and gents, it's halftime. What are you and your teams going to do to continue thriving in this year of transition? Remember, we can and will define and shape our own future. It's time we claim it. Be inspired by the constant shifts and changes. I know it's tough and rough and will continue to do so. But, ladies and gents, let the excitement bloom more than the doubt. Let the excitement bloom more than the uncertainty. We have a game to win. Let's go. There you have it, ladies and gents. Just a quick episode on a review of the trends for 2021. What do you think? Let us know. Comment on this section. Tell us more about what you want to listen to. But more importantly for me, ladies and gents, let's just spread the love, right? Everybody just needs love and inspiration as we continue to shift in this global landscape. Let's lift everybody up and let's win the game for 2021 and beyond. See you all next time here at B2B Breakfast to Business, where we talk shop, we talk life, we talk real, we talk about what matters. Thanks, everybody, and have a great rest of your week. Ciao! And that's it for today's episode of B2B Breakfast to Business. Join our Facebook community, the Breakfast to Business Club, where we can delve deeper into all of these different topics. The community link is actually in the description, so check it out and join in on the conversation. Also, don't forget to tune into Team Asia's social media accounts. Keep yourself updated on these breakfast happenings. We are on Facebook, www.facebook.com/TeamAsiaPH. We are on Instagram, www.instagram.com/TeamAsiaPH. We are on LinkedIn, www.linkedin.com/company/TeamAsia. And of course, our wonderful website, www.teamasia.com. Remember, stay safe. See you again soon here at B2B Breakfast to Business. Thank you. Ciao.